And today I'm joined by Fremantle artist Wendy Binks. Now, it is coming to the end of National Bird Week, as we've said, and some of you might know Wendy as the Emu Lady. She's dubbed this because of her colourful, quirky drawings of emus that have become a bit of a postage stamp for Fremantle, with tourists from all around the world buying Wendy's emu drawings and taking them back home. Wendy's also a biologist, a creator of children's books, keen outdoors person, and a volunteer snake catcher. During the pandemic lockdown, she's been busy illustrating a new book, which I'm delighted to say is right in front of me. It's stunning. It was launched this week. It's called The Boo Book. She's got lots of tell us, and I've got lots of things to ask. Hello.
Hello.
Well, firstly, your name, the Emu Lady, it doesn't seem to really sum you up properly, but that's how a lot of people know you. Yeah. Where did your love of emus and drawing them come from?
It was a bit of an accident, really, because I was a potter for 30 years and I was painting all sorts of animals on the pottery, and the emus just became the most popular because they're kind of already a bit of a character in themselves.
Yeah. So, they're quirky, aren't they?
Yes, very much so. So they're kind of my signature, really. It's what most people call me, the Emu Lady.
I know. We'll just call you Wendy today, that's okay. Can you describe your art if there's someone listening and they're, you know, racking their brain to see whether they might have seen it or not?
Yeah, it's very brightly coloured, comical, quirky, big eyes. I've been around for a fair while, so most people would have seen it probably.
I know they have seen it, absolutely. Many of our listeners will also be familiar with your first three books, Stripey the Emu Chick, Where's Stripey won the WA Premier's Award for the Children's Books in 2005. You sold 150,000 copies, I think.
Yeah.
What do you think people love about Stripey?
I'm not really sure. That's one of those things very hard to put your finger on. If you knew that, you'd just do another one, wouldn't you?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, it certainly has surprised me. I was only ever going to do one book, but it's kind of taken over, really, taken me to a whole new world, really. But, yeah, people love Stripey. He's on everything. He's in Fiona Stanley Hospital and he's got on lots of merchandise. So I'm not really sure what it is that takes people about him.
Well, this new book that you've done, The Boo Book, I'm holding at the moment, it is just beautiful. It's been written by Jennifer Mars, who asked you to illustrate it quite a few years ago, I understand. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. She's been very, very patient.
Has she?
Yeah.
So what's the book about?
It's about a boy sleeping in his treehouse and he's hearing a strange noise, which is the noise of the Boo Book mates, which is Boo Book. And he's wondering what it is. So it's kind of a story to begin with about being afraid and then conquering that and discovering what it really is. So it's and then he ends up being, you know, he's like a bit of a magical flying on the back of the owl, so you're not really sure if it's a dream or not. So so hopefully it'll inspire kids' imagination.
Oh, I think it will. Just looking at it, it's, I mean, these are the books I miss now, but my boys are, you know, 13 and 11. I still have so many in my bookshelf, and sometimes I just get them out, Wendy, to be honest, because the picture book that you do like this, you know, not lots of words, but there's a lot going on the page. How do you manage to sort of work with Jennifer and do that?
Well, like you said, it was a long time ago, a long process. She did give me a lot of leeway, which was very good of her, because when I'm looking at the words too and the pictures, because I've also self-published this book as well as my other ones. So I'm actually, while I'm thinking about the illustrations, I'm thinking about how they help to tell the story, but I'm also thinking about the end product as well. So it's quite a long process. It's different to just being just the illustrator. I'm thinking about, you know, how it's going to sell on the shelves and longevity and you know, things like that as well. So it's but she was great. We talked back through it, but she did give me quite a lot of leeway. She had absolute trust in me.
Well, I mean, look, given your experience, so she should. Let's be honest. You said it's taken a long time for you to get to this.
Yeah.
Was it COVID that allowed you the space?
Absolutely.
To do it?
So when you do a children's book, you have to absolutely really focus on. You get totally engrossed. You can't just grab like an hour here or there out of a busy day. You've got to really like be totally engulfed in it. And I've just been too busy in my business to do that. And because it's a you know, it's like a solid 4 months work, like 10 hours a day. It's a big job.
Right.
Yeah.
And so why does that work for you, that total immersion?
I think it's most people would be the same. I've spoken to other people who are creative, and it's like, you know, it's probably the same if you're writing a song or anything. You're just nothing else, man. You can't have any distractions. You're just like, you're right in the zone, and it's like it's all you're living and breathing, and it's an amazing place to be. But you have to be, you know, give yourself permission to do that. And I just hadn't been able to. So Jennifer was very patient, and so when COVID hit, my business, which is tourist based, is totally flatlined. And after the initial shock of it all, we were like, what's going on? Mm. I thought it's a perfect opportunity. It's like an amazing gift of time for me, which I'll probably never get again. So I've got a place in dwelling up, 5 acres of bush. And I just spent 4 months there and mountain biked and just did this book. It was just like the best time. I really enjoyed it. And I had no distractions, no guilt. I just focused on this book. It was just perfect timing for me.
Wendy yeah. Binks is our guest on ABC Radio Perth this morning on Saturday Breakfast. Very well-known artist, the emu lady, you might know her as. Her new book, the Boo book that Jennifer Mars has written and Wendy has illustrated, we're talking about at the moment. That, you know, that immersion in terms of this book went to another level too, because there's a tree house in this book, which is very important. And there was actually one that was built on the property as you were writing this.
Yes, I actually got my nephew Ryan to build the treehouse for me. I wanted the treehouse to be kind of wonky. I wanted kids to actually imagine they sleeping in the treehouse and that they, you know, wonder if they would be as scared as that boy and how they would react. I want them to really love that treehouse. And so I asked my nephew to make it kind of like wonky, like an eight-year-old boy would make it with his very unhandy dad.
Yep.
But my nephew is an architect and he just couldn't make it wonky. He kept making it too straight. I'm going, no, I want it more crooked. So the roof came off and some of the walls, so I was able to take photos from inside and all different angles so I could keep it fairly consistent throughout the book.
Well, I'm looking at the first page that features the treehouse and the plank sort of steps up the gum tree and the corrugated iron roof. It's probably would be a bit hot in summer, I imagine. But it's absolutely beautiful. And just the way that you described having to, you know, be in that. And, you know, as you said, COVID's been such a strange time and very difficult for a lot of people. And I guess now to be able to reflect that it's been a great experience, and that must be a good thing for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, very much so.
This is, of course, DIY Saturday segment. So we get artists to tell our listeners about their technique and their artistic approach and what it works for you. So do you have a plan when you sit down and you bring these quirky characters to life?
Not really. This is very different to my emu books. A big challenge for me is I've never done children before, and of course the child has to look exactly the same through all the pages. Mm. So I also made a model of the boy's head and took photos of it. I did these pictures, sketched lead pencil on tracing paper, and then they were scanned at Officeworks and printed onto coloured paper, and then I painted the coloured paper, so with lead pencil and gouache, which is like an opaque watercolour, and then they're photographed, and then the graphic designer gets onto it then.
Oh, right, yeah. So there's a lot of elements to it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a very, very big process. So, it's good to be able to show people that there's actually a lot goes into doing a children's book.
Mm. Yeah. And is that the biggest challenge, if there's a character, just keeping them consistent?
Yeah, emu is not such a big problem, but children very, very much so. He has to look exactly the same in every picture, yeah.
And I guess the other thing that changes are his facial expressions.
Yeah, absolutely. So, that was a very big challenge for me to do that, but I absolutely loved it. It took me outside my comfort zone, which is a very good thing to happen occasionally.
So if there is a budding artist listening, you know, what would you sort of recommend for them if it's something that they're relatively new at or just something that they enjoy? You know, how can they, I guess, improve their skills?
Oh, it's that word same with P, practice. I say when I do a lot of author visits at schools and things and the kids ask, it's always just keep doing it, just every day, just do it. Practice. Yeah,
take 4 months off and immerse yourself in the bush. Yeah. What do you think people might learn about Boo Book Owls from this book?
Well, one of the most important things, I've got information in the back. I do that with all of my books,
and it helps
to give it a bit of longevity. Because if teachers can use it in schools and classwork, it's very, very good for the life of the book. But also there's a very big problem with the owls being killed by rodenticide, generation two, and people don't know this. If they knew they were killing owls, they'd be mortified. Mm. And it's a very, very simple thing. They shouldn't be selling it really on the shelves. So one form is okay, the second form is not. And so there's
is that rat sack? Is that what you mean?
It's a kind of rat poison. Yeah. It's called generation two, but it's not clearly labelled. So if people knew which one to choose on the shelf, then owls wouldn't be being killed. So that's in the back of the book, and I think it could have the power to have a very big change. Just so as a medium as simple as a children's book can actually have the power to make very big change. So if people read that, it might actually save some hours, which would be amazing.
I love the dedications in the back too. You say, for Helen, my friend, who is the brightest and most positive person I know.
Yes, she is. She's an amazing, beautiful friend.
And I love Jennifer says, dedicated to my dad for teaching me to stop and listen to the sounds of the bush.
Yeah, that's lovely.
It's a simple gift, isn't it? But one that, absolutely. You know, I'm sure you spent time doing that in Dwelling Up as well. So where can people get the book?
At my shop in the markets, on my website, which is wendybinks.com, and hopefully in lots of bookshops. But at the moment, it'll be in Paperbird Bookshop in Fremantle, which is a great bookshop.
Well, it's been an absolute delight to meet you. I won't call you Emu lady anymore because you have so many other talents as well. It's called The Boo Book by Jennifer Mars and Wendy Binks, and Wendy has been our guest today on DIY Saturday. If you are a keen artist, just take Wendy's advice there and practice. Lovely to meet you. Thanks
thank you
so much.
Thanks for having me.